Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there once again, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Really cranking out some content at the moment. It's really cool just to find myself each day just with stuff that I want to share with the world. It's a great thing about the internet and the amazing tools that we have these days. It's a level playing field that if you've got stuff you want to share with people and it's half decent, you can reach so many people around the world, and it's really cool. You know, in so many of the different businesses and things that I do, just the people that I get to interview and meet and talk with is just really awesome. And I'm excited about this website at jonathandoyle.co and seeing it grow. So you just strap yourself in, because over the months and years ahead, it is going to be the one-stop shop for content, video, transformative change stuff. You know, I just want to... I keep thinking, and it's kind of what this podcast is about today, that, you know, I just want to reach people. I want to help you. If you're giving me the privilege of your time today, my goal is to make sure there is something in this podcast that, you know, helps you and helps your relationships and helps you grow. So I'm going to charge straight in, as I like to say, and I'm going to rip into this one by saying that the concept in this week's podcast, or the title, is simply Own Your Identity. Now, what a paradox. We live in a culture that, you know, talks about, you know, individuality and everybody can pursue who they are, but in so many ways it kind of levels us out. You know, it's sort of media and marketing drives us all to sort of think the same things and wear the same things, and we're supposed to, you know, we have these affiliations we're supposed to have, and you are this or you are that. What a paradox. You know, it's an interesting society to live in, these different areas of, you know, these different forms of communication about who you're supposed to be. Well, the good news is I'm going to cut through all that and say, I'm going to tell you right now who you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be you, because best I can tell, in cosmic, universal, global history, there is not going to be another one of you. You know, you're it. There's just you. And God wanted you to exist, and wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you know, you can define that how you like at the moment, but God wanted you to exist. You're supposed to be here, and you're unique. There is not another one of you. I'm an identical twin, but you're still not totally identical. You have different brain structure and neural circuitry, and you see the world differently. Oh, we think the same thing. Okay, well, look, if you're an identical twin, wrong podcast, listen to a different one. But if you're not an identical twin, own your identity is the message in this week's podcast. And, you know, like everything in the weekly podcast, you know, a great friend of mine said a while back, he goes, oh, he knows me really well. He goes, when I listen to these podcasts, it's a real insight into your life, you know, what's going on for you, Jonathan, at a key time. And I'm like, well, duh. Like, you know, of course it is. You know, I can't speak about the things. I mean, you can hear the passion in my voice. I can't speak about these things if I haven't lived them or thought about them. You know, and this whole idea of identity, who am I and who are you, is something that I've wrestled with for years and years and years. And I feel a real sense of breakthrough in recent times, you know, that I've got a better sense of who it is. You know, there's different parts that make me up. And maybe we should deal with that first, because some of you will be listening and you're there going, you know, well, I'm not one thing. No one can define me. I'm going, well, yeah, I get it, you know, but, you know, there are things that do define you, key roles and tasks and things that you do in relationships. But I want to cut a fraction deeper now. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I really think that, you know, in life, we're kind of given one or maybe two, but often one main thing, you know. I remember years ago reading a book called Stop Thinking and Start Living. It's probably sitting on my bookshelf here in the office somewhere, but I'm like, now the idea was, you know, don't worry too much about all these different, you know, just live, and, you know, that we can think too much about all these different things that make us up. But what it taught me is that, you know, really there's kind of one or two key things that are going to define the real essence of who you are. You know, look at me. You know, how many times have I said in the recent weeks that what drives me in these podcasts, I said at the start of this podcast, what drives me is this desire to reach you, to kind of, you know, want something to be different for you. You know, and that's just in my body. If you could see me here in the studio, I'm like pumping my arms and I'm moving and talking because it's coming out of my body that I want to reach down this microphone and say something or suggest something that will help you and will make your life better. And, you know, this is kind of my thing, and I've got to learn to own my thing. And I've been lucky to have so many fantastic, you know, mentors and business mentors. And a shout out to James Schramko, who's been somebody who has been a great mentor in business. And, you know, he was driving to the airport recently, and I was having a long conversation with him on the phone about, you know, the next stage of the evolution of this business, this, you know, jonathandoyle.co, this website, this focus on transformative change. And we talked for ages, and you know, I remember him saying to me, he goes, look, he goes, you've got the toolkit. He said, you know how to do this. It's not a question of, you know, what social media channels you use or what this or video or audio or blog post. He said, you got all that toolbox. You got that. He goes, Jonathan, your challenge is, what do you really want to say? Who do you really want to talk to? What do you really want to do? You know, and I took a lot of notes, and I remember getting off the phone with him, and I'm writing notes in my journal. I'm like, you know, own your thing. You know, Jonathan, what is your thing? What is it that you want to do? And I can look back in my life, and I can see so many times in my life where, you know, this is what I love to do, was to connect and to communicate with people. And I remember, you know, when I was 19 years of age, I went overseas and I was at this amazing school, and I was, you know, I was only just out of school myself, and I was coaching, and I remember this team that I had, and, you know, just the ability to work with them and motivate them and empower them and reach them all differently because they all had different psychologies, just, you know, got me pumped. And then, you know, my first career when I finished study was I was teaching, and I just used to love to get in there. And I had some of the kids, teachers say, this is the worst students in the school. I'd be there going, nah, these are awesome. You know, you can reach these guys. You can do stuff. So, you know, it's there. I want to suggest to you now that your thing, your identity, it's always been there. You know, look at me now. You know, I'm in this studio and I'm just pumped and motivated. It's dramatic for me. And I've got this image in my mind right now of being about 5 years of age, one of the first houses that we lived in growing up in my family. And I put on this show, this drama, this puppet show. And I remember making a big sock puppet and forcing my family to sit down and watch this, you know, this play that I put on. You know, at five, I was just there wanting to hold an audience, wanting to communicate something, wanting to be passionate about an idea. And that was there when I was five. So I want you to think now, and I really hope that this will be one of the podcasts that you get that journal out, you find yourself some time in the next, you know, few hours or the next day where you really write this down. What have you always loved to do? What have you been passionate about? And I hope you can take some time when it's ready to look at my new masterclass program where you can buy that and I take you through this in detail, because, you know, the footprints of your destiny, the fingerprints, the DNA of your great music for the world, of what you can bring into the world that no one else can, has probably always been there. So what people like James were teaching me was, you know, own your thing and cut away the stuff that isn't your thing. And that's risky, isn't it? You know, I don't know. I just think, you know, what is that thing for you? Where is your core identity? You know, recently I've got a great friend and he invited me into a corporate box and to watch a sporting team play. And I went along, and all this stuff was spinning in my head from this conversation with James about identity and purpose. And I'm thinking, you know, when you want to meet people tonight, what do people always say? You know, they're always like, oh, you know, what do you do? And I have struggled for ages. And this morning as I was prepping the weekly podcast, I thought, what am I really? And I guess in some ways I'm an entrepreneur. Like I love to start stuff and to develop stuff and to reach people and to see stuff get momentum. You know, yeah, I write and I read and I communicate and I speak, but probably there's really two things. There's kind of this entrepreneurial desire to create and do and develop, and this transformative change desire to reach people. You know, guys, if you meet me in person and you sit down with me and you tell me a problem you have, I am going to send you insane because I'm not going to let you leave until I've repeated myself about 150 times with ideas and strategies. I'm going to be there going, wah, like, do this, do this, do this. I'm going to roll out the strategies and I just go forever. You know, I recently met with a great young guy and and talking to him about business and stuff, and I'm just there rolling out these strategies and what I'm getting at is this is in my DNA. So what's in yours? You know, own your own identity. And the next thing here is don't apologize for it or be embarrassed by it. There's a great quote, I may have shared this with you before. The American writer John Eldridge co-authored a book with a friend of his, I think his name is Brent. And, you know, Brent was sort of older and sort of a wiser guy, and he was sort of mentoring John Eldridge. And they were talking one day about some of this sort of stuff, about who you are and what you want to say. And the older guy said to the younger guy, he goes, listen to these words. He goes, look, let other people feel the full force of your personality and let them deal with it. You know, let other people feel the full force of your personality and let them deal with it. Now, that is not a license to be obnoxious, rude. It's just like, you know, you've got to be able to go, this is me. This is who I am. I'm not perfect, but this is me. This is my magic for the world. This is my contribution. This is who I am. I'm an introvert or an extrovert, or I'm a physical person, or I'm shy, or whatever it is. You know, you got to own that and other people can deal with it. And I just bought Tim Ferriss's, you know, latest book, The 4-Hour Chef, and he's got a great quote, which I won't actually read out on air. I'll try and find it for next week. But he basically goes, you know, he said, the minute you try to do something remotely interesting, people will queue up to sort of slam it. And then he uses some very direct language about, you know, he basically says, screw them, but much more strongly. He goes, you know, no statue's ever been erected to a critic. So if you take just that away from this week, you know, let other people feel the full force of your personality. Things are going to grind you down. People want you to stay the same. That is not what you were made for. You know, I just want to reach down the microphone and just find out, you know, what makes you tick and say, no, you know, this is who you are. And when people try to crush you and stuff, I shared a quote on Twitter this morning, you know, from Eleanor Roosevelt, who famously said, no one can make you feel anything unless you give them permission. No one can make you feel anything unless you give them permission. So, who are you? Where is your contribution? Where is that part of you where you can meet the need in the world? You know, where is the magic that you have that's always been there? Because I don't know how hard, you might be freaked out and it's too hard and you're scared and you don't know how it's going to develop, but don't bury that. You know, don't bury that sort of spark that's always been in there. You know, I'm not super young anymore. I'm getting a little bit older, which is kind of cool, but I'm like, you know, it's taken me years to kind of go, you know what, this is me. And I got a bunch of close friends that now understand that and work with that. And just last night, I got to sit down with two of my closest mates, my closest male friends, and just kind of be real about where I'm at. You got to have that too. You got to have people around you to support you on the journey. So summary, who are you? Own your thing. Let other people feel the full force of your personality. Don't bury this stuff, you know, because if you bury it, it'll eat away at you. It'll affect your relationship. So follow that place of contribution. Follow that joy that's always been there. So as always, share this for me, please. Grab the social links, press it, and share it on Twitter, Facebook. Say to friends, hey, listen to this. It's powerful. I want to share this with you. Go onto iTunes for me. And just post a comment there on the podcast. That would be really awesome. Really excited about the new website. The new product will be ready soon. The new masterclass where I'm honestly taking everything I've learned. I've got a video in there, you know, PDFs, strategies, plans that you can buy access to. And I really hope are going to shift you into this area of what I am really starting to love calling transformative change. So I'm going to be back for you next week with a really cool new podcast. If you've got anything you want me to cover, shoot me a private message, send me something so that I can go to work for you and find out how I can help you break through to the next level of transformative change. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast, and I am actually pretty excited about speaking with you personally next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.